The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Winning. Winning. When you're at a league office, you don't often win, and you don't often lose. And to be a part of an organization that's committed to winning on and off the field was incredibly attractive. But then also having an emotional investment in that success and the outcomes was really attractive.
Damani Leach introduced as team president yesterday. And hey, we don't know what this group is going to actually go out and do. But I'll tell you what, when it comes to just first impressions, them all getting up and speaking to the media, speaking to you in Broncos country, very impressive group.
Yeah,
without
question.
Up and down.
Intelligent, hardworking, incredibly successful, whatever venue they come from, whatever avenue they've gone down. That part you can't be more impressed with, right?
Now, he made a point of saying that my focus, I'll read a quote, focus is outside the lines. This is the George Payton show.
Mm-hmm.
And he really, I mean, yes, he has people to answer to, but really from a football standpoint, he answers to nobody. Are you okay with all the power, football power, residing with George Payton?
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't I be? Why would I not? What would, at this point, why would there, I mean, he has done his job. He's done it exceptionally well. Unless you're D-Mac giving an F for his first draft because he didn't get, he didn't get Justin Fields. But, I think he's done his job exceptionally well. I think they've got a great scouting department. And I think he...
But there's no checks, no balances. It's...
Right.
It's his show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's checks and balances. You're talking to a coach every day. You're trying to put a team together.
But above him, you've really got...
Yeah, there's ownership.
Ownership is... You listen to ownership talk for about 5 minutes. You clearly understand that they don't really know a lot about football.
But that's what good ownership does. They're not writing scouting reports and giving them to George, right?
I get that.
Good ownership appoints people to do a job, and not more than appoints them, they appoint them, but more importantly, they empower people.
But when this whole process began and you thought about a team president being put in place, did you necessarily think it was going to be just really kind of a business guy? Yeah, he's got a football background, played college football, Princeton, but did you think that...
Couldn't get into Idaho?
Couldn't get into Idaho. Wasn't smart enough to get into Idaho.
I tell you what.
Had to settle for Princeton.
Had to settle for Princeton. He couldn't get into the Harvard of the Northwest. Uh-huh. So that's one strike against him. We found something.
I'm a George Payton fan as well,
mm-hmm.
but he's definitely, it's his show. He does not have to worry about anybody looking over his shoulder when it comes to football matters. Next on the Morning Brew.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
So, ESPN came out with their top 100 list.
Okay.
On the heels of the much more celebrated, somewhat controversial NFL.com 100 list, which is voted on by the players. This was voted on by a panel of 50 experts.
Okay.
So a lot of media people, former GMs, coaches, all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Well, whereas Russell Wilson on the players list, players hate Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
He was only 61,
I think,
on that 61. List. On this list, how about this? He said 13.
Yeah, there you go. Well, because they're not going, oh, he was hurt last year, so let's say his career is over. And they're looking at what he did toward the end of the season coming back and kind of, what he is. So I like that. It's much better. 13, much better than 61.
They have his 2022 projection.
Mm-hmm.
4,100 passing yards.
Yeah.
30 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
10 interceptions.
Yeah.
Would you sign up for that line right now?
Absolutely. With the way I think they're going to run the ball and all the other things, that's 10 wins. Well, where'd they have PS2?
PS2, who did not make the
top
NFL.com 100 list, came in at number 65.
Okay.
Justin Simmons came in at 57. So they had two guys on the NFL.com list, three guys on this list. And this, by the way, this is all based on what the folks voting are projecting these guys to do this year. It's not a, hey, here's what you've done up until this point. Here's right. what you did last year. No, this is based on what we think you're going to do this year.
So even based on what we think we're going to do, they didn't have Javonte Williams on that list.
They did not.
That must be because they feel like he's going to be splitting carries with, right?
Don't you think that'll be the case?
Yeah, I think he'll, to a degree.
Melvin Gordon's going to get used a lot.
Especially, you know, especially sniping touchdowns, right? Red zone stuff.
Sniping. Next on the Morning Brew.
I'm not leaving. The show goes on. They're going to need a wrecking ball to take me out of here.
Man, Jimmy G's a survivor.
Yes, he is.
And I bring this story up only because the Broncos do play the 49ers in week three. So Jimmy Garoppolo restructured his contract. Came with a some no-trade clauses, also a no, we will not franchise tag you. You'll be a free agent after this season. But what do you make of after a whole preseason in which he wasn't even really at the facility? I mean, he'd be at the facility, then he'd disappear. He, very little interaction with his teammates and coaches. So there's all kinds of theories. One is that they did not want him to end up in the hands of Seattle. That this shows that there's a little bit of a rift between Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch when it comes to how much belief does Kyle really have in Trey Lance. How do you read it?
Listen, you want Jimmy Garoppolo around. What a great insurance policy if Trey Lance does not, you know, does not meet the standard. If they're not winning, they know they're built to win. They know they can win with Jimmy G. So, yeah, it's a great insurance policy. The other thing is, I know there's a no-trade clause, but if Jimmy facilitates a trade, they gave him an opportunity to trade. This makes him much more tradable. So, you know, you can carry him on the on your roster, and you can get value for him. Like, right now, everybody knows, hey, if we try to make a trade for Jimmy, they can't carry $24 extra million on their cap. So they're going to have to cut him. That's what teams have just thought. Now, all of a sudden, they don't have to cut him. They can carry him. He's at $8 million with a $500,000 roster bonus, right? That's chump change. So now I just think he becomes more of a viable trade option if they can get the right value.
One other quick story. Former Buff receiver Laviska Shenault was traded from Jacksonville to the Carolina Panthers. He goes there in exchange for a 7th-round pick in 2023 and a 6th-rounder in 2024. That'll do it for the Morning Brew.